Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, another one will definitely bite the dust this weekend. It's the NedBank Cup weekend. Hello and welcome there. My name is Nkululeko Ngeu and this is the weekend special. Paving a way for you for this upcoming weekend's fixtures. We have your voice notes. Who do you think is going to be in the semifinals of the NedBank Cup? We have your Facebook messages about those opinions. And I'm so excited for this show. Of course, we have the shootout and what's on in the paper and a special guest that is Peter Roth about what is happening in the National First Division. Seemingly there, Highlands Park are running away with the league. We will be relegated. We looks like they are safe for now. We'll talk that and more in this episode of the weekend special. Hope you enjoy. Let's now quickly take a look at what's on in the paper. It's finally here. The NedBank Cup final will be hosted at the Cape Town Stadium after 15 years since the last final that was hosted by the city of Cape Town. Lunga Adams gave his thoughts on the editor's column about what the hosting of the final will mean to the city and the people of the city. Look out for that in the paper. Bivanazo interviews former Free State Stars midfielder Danny Fenter, who was adjusting to life in the KZN with Golden Arrows after playing most of his life in the Free State. Former Bafana Bafana star defender and fan favorite Matthew Booth gives us insight about his 2010 World Cup teammates. Find out the secrets of the stars that represented the nation at the historical event 8 years ago. Will Baxter and Peterson return to the Kaizer Chiefs, or is it just speculation? For that and more, check out the Siyagobela section of the paper. And finally, Celine Abrams speaks to the man of the moment, the talk of the town, Pirate star man Temigosi Lodge. I won't spoil it for you. Go get the paper, find out more about how the chat went for only 3 rand 70 cents every Wednesday. That is the Sokala Duma newspaper. And now for the shootout. 5 stories that grabbed my attention throughout this week in football. Nikola Kovacevic has insisted that there had been no contact from anybody in the PSL, let alone the Glamour Boys. The Serbian was reported by Botswana media as a potential target for both Amakhosi and Iyalakoto as they look ahead of the next season, with Steve Compella's Chiefs contract expiring and Luke Emile being touted for his post at Naturena. Three South African youngsters have secured deals with an overseas club to further their careers. The three talented youth players are Zinto Thabiso Cwele, Kamogelo Mlonzi and Tsepo Ditshabe. The trio has signed deals with a club in Portugal called Associação Naval. And at third place, reports emerged in local media this week that an alleged heated bust-up ensued during a training session for AmaZulu between team's head coach Kevin Johnson and striker Rolani Manzini. However, AmaZulu have dismissed the reports, citing that the coach and the player enjoy a good relationship. And moving on now overseas, Kermit Erasmus has landed himself a new club in Europe, killing any hopes that any PSL club could be leading his signature in South Africa. The 27-year-old has signed a 2-year deal with AFC Eskilstuna in the Swedish Superettan, with a move being confirmed by the club on Monday. Erasmus left French side Stade Rennais last month after a mutual termination of his contract at the club. And lastly, it has been reported that former Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns defender Punch Masinamela could be affected by squad changes expected to take place at Baroka FC at the end of the season. After playing 12 of Baroka's 24 league matches so far this season, the experienced left back has fallen down the pecking order at the Limpopo club. And that is the shootout.
Oh yes, I mean, Baroka will be one of them. That's all I'm sure of, that Baroka will absolutely be on semi-finals. Thank you.
Mnangangti Mamelodi Sundowns, ne Free Stars, ne Kaizer Chiefs, abazokwenza ama semi-final.
Hello, Sokala Duma family. This is Tumelo from Soweto speaking. The teams that are going into the NedBank semi-finals are Maritzburg, Free State Stars, Kaizer Chiefs, and Mamelodi Sundowns. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
All right, we're now joined on the line by National First Division specialist Sokala Duma journalist Peter Roth. Peter, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing today?
That's great. It's nice to be back on the radio.
It's very nice to have you back as well. I've been thinking about this before we get to the content of the conversation. I've been really trying to internalize what the PSL season has meant for me, because that's my favorite league in the world. I'm going to ask you specifically the National First Division. For me, the PSL season has had its ups and downs when it comes to the football. It's had surprises with Free State Stars and Maritzburg United being top. It's been pleasant to see a strong team like Sundowns and Pirates being at the top. So generally, the PSL season has been a mixed bag of emotions. The kind of football has been boring at times and entertaining at times. For you, the National First Division, with six games to go, what have you made of how the log looks like, of how the season has panned out, the controversies and everything else that happened in the season?
Well, for me, I've been covering this league for 25 years, and I can tell you now, I've never seen such excitement at the bottom and the top. The brand of football has improved tremendously. If you take, for example, Richards Bay beat Chakuma last weekend, and Richards Bay were right at the bottom. So there's very little difference between the top and bottom teams, which is something which we've never had before. We normally had at least three or four teams really poor, but this season everybody's sort of on a level, except Highlands Park, who've totally walked away with the league.
And for you, in terms of how they've gone on about their business, you've been covering them throughout the season consistently along with other teams. Have you, what do you think would made them where they are? I mean, there's a column, a feature in the latest Kickoff magazine where they talk about the finances, the fact that they pay their players decent salaries that they used to pay in the PSL. They haven't had issues off the field. What do you think has contributed towards their success?
Well, I think number one is they brought in Owen de Gama, the vastly experienced Owen de Gama. After their first four or five games, they already had two or three defeats. So they started poorly, but Owen's gone on a 19-game unbeaten run. Although they've only kept about half a dozen players from last season, the ones that they did keep have really come to the fore. And I think it's just it's a team that's well motivated. The players are played on time. They're a cut above the rest when it comes to training facilities. They're far more professional, because some teams in the NFC just don't have the financial backings, whereas Highlands Park has fantastic backing. And I think with Larry Brookstone and Brad Caftel in charge, these guys know their football, and I think, you know, they're reaping the benefits of that now. And a huge crowd at Makulong as well, you know?
All right, that's fantastic then. Before we move on to the actual fixtures of the upcoming National First Division, your opinions on Ubuntu FC. It's a fairy tale. People are warming up to this team, obviously, because now they're getting new exposure, being televised, and people knowing that there is a team such as Ubuntu FC. They defeated AmaZulu in the previous round of the Nedbank Cup. They're playing against Free State Stars, a very strong Free State Stars, that is. Your summation of their cup run, and perhaps is this the end of the line, the end of the fairy tale?
Yeah, look, I think it's a wonderful fairy tale. I mean, everybody wants to be a giant killer. So they've already got two in the bag. I mean, Free State Stars, okay, it's not going to be easy, because, look, Super Eagles took Free State Stars, held him for quite a long time. The biggest worry for me is that they've got this, that they've dropped back into the relegation zone. And they play on Saturday against Stars, and then they play on Tuesday against Real Kings, who are flying. And so for me, I mean, I don't know.
It's a matter of priorities.
Exactly. Look, they're a young team. They've got so many youngsters in the team. I'm just hoping, because Cape Town All Stars do leave Cape Town, I'm hoping that Ubuntu do stay up. You know, so at least the mother city has a team. But it's very difficult. They're a wonderful setup, but maybe they've taken on too much, because a lot of teams only go for the cup where they really, if they've got relegation struggles, they rather concentrate on the league, you know. So Yeah, it's a tough one for them. I mean, what a wonderful setup with a great academy, great backers. But let's see what happens.
It would be unfortunate for them to leave the league with all that good setup. And then the fixtures, the curious case of Mthatha Bucks playing against Witbank Spurs, traveling to Witbank Spurs. Mthatha Bucks at number 16 with 20 points, 4 points adrift from Ubuntu, who are at number 15. That fixture for me is very important for Mthatha Bucks. Is also extremely important for Witbank Spurs, who are within touching distance of promotional places or playoff place. Let's talk to that fixture.
Yeah, look, Spurs prepared very well for that. They beat Bidvest Wits in a friendly this week, 3-2. So they've also got their sights on the playoffs, but Bucks, yeah, they don't travel too well. As you say, it's very crucial because if Bucks don't get that point, and Eagles and Super Eagles, go and maybe draw with Utongati, then Bucks are going to be sort of 7 points adrift. So it's a very difficult one. I mean, I can't see Bucks winning, but maybe it'll be a draw.
All right, that is Witbank Spurs and Mthatha Bucks, and you also alluded to Utongati and Super Eagles. Another important game that is on Saturday at 3:30. Another game at the same time: Tsakuma Tsamatsi Bandera and Highlands Park. And Highlands Park traveling to Tsakuma. You mentioned something interesting to me just offline, that if something happens in this game, then Highlands Park will only need this. Let's inform the listeners as to what is the scenario. Highlands Park traveling to Tsakuma Tsamatsi Bandera.
Well, at the moment, Highlands Park has a lead of 15 points over Leopards and Kings. And if Highlands win this match, nobody can catch them. They'll be level on, there'll be 18 points gap. And then all Highlands need is one more victory. So I was talking to Brad Castle this week. He thinks that they'll probably do it by the 7th of April, which is next weekend. You know, if they win, if Highlands beat Chakuma, then it's just a formality. They just need one more. But Highlands are not going to give anybody a game. What I mean, they're not going to just roll over. They're going to play as hard. They want to win as many games because they say it's only going to be fair to the league. They don't want to go in with a weaker team. They're going to try their best and try and make a record to the number of points at the end of the season.
And you, of course, spoke to recently to Silo Chokwe, who is the coach at Tsakuma Tsamatsi Bandera, and he mentioned you pressed him on the negative goal difference that they have and the fact that that could reflect negatively on them when chasing a playoff spot. How would you summarize that chat with Coach Silo Chokwe, and do you think perhaps he's the right man to lead them to the promotional playoff spot?
Yes, he is. He's by far one of the most experienced guys in the league. But, you know, they've been hammered a number of times, especially on the road, and that's why they've got such a poor goal difference. If you compare that to Leopards, Leopards have got 14 goals positive and Kings have got 8 positive. So you're right. It could count against TTM if they sit on the same points. He's blaming it on a lot of the youngsters not traveling well, which is a case, which it is a point. But remember, everybody's got youngsters in their team.
Yeah, because I mean they need to play under 23 players.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So, all right. As we wrap up then our conversation, let's wrap up the fixtures. Those are the Saturday fixtures that we've just discussed, and then on Sunday quickly, Black Leopards, Stellenbosch, Royal Eagles, Amatags, Mbombela versus Cape Town All Stars. I need just a word from you on Black Leopards, Stellenbosch. Black Leopards at number 2 with 38 points. Stellenbosch adrift and in an unexpected position at number 10, 30 points from 24 games. Let's talk to that fixture.
Yeah, look, I think Leopards are streets ahead when it comes to Stellenbosch. I mean, Stellenbosch have really dropped in recent weeks. So I can only see Joel Masuta's team powering ahead, especially at home. Stellenbosch haven't really travelled well either. The other interesting game is All Stars travelling to play in Mbombela. And All Stars are still unbeaten in this year. And they're still playing despite all the drama around the alleged Swallows takeover. So, look, that's also an excellent. And, of course, Mbombela is still sulking over their 7-1 loss to Highlands Park. So let's see what happens there, you know.
All right. And thank you very much, Peter, for your thoughts and your expertise. It was a great chat. We'll speak again, perhaps, towards the last few days of the season. We thank you very much for your expertise and your thoughts.
My pleasure. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Team that is going to win Nedbank Cup 2008 is Mamelodi Sundowns.
Hello, hello. This is Lentino. So, Baroka will make it to the semi-final. Sundowns will also make it. I think also Maritzburg, SLT.
As always, a massive response on Twitter and on WhatsApp regarding the question that we posed to you. Just quickly and simply, your four semi-finalists for the Nedbank Cup. We know that their fixtures are playing this weekend. Four teams will be eliminated and four teams will progress to the next stage. And Sia Douglas Jr. says Baroka FC, Cape Town City, Free State Stars and Maritzburg United. Those are my teams for the next round. And Senzo Ashley Oliphant says all seven teams can manipulate their way and progress, but not Chiefs. That Strompela guy has killed my beloved team. So that's the Kaizer Chiefs fan not having any faith that Kaizer Chiefs could progress to the next round. That is Senzo Ashley Oliphant. And Ngosi Mapasango says Sundowns, Baroka, Free State Stars, others will all be out. I don't know what it means by that, but we need four teams for the semifinals. And then Mawande Mkize, who also goes by the moniker Balojoro, says Baroka, Sundowns, Free State Stars and Maritzburg. We all know that Kaizer Chiefs are Baroka's daily bread. That is according to Mawanda Mkize. And NYT says this is the right time to bet. So I'm going with Baroka, Cape Town City, Free State Stars and Bloemfontein Celtic. And then Sizwe Samangwane Kanyile says Cape Town City, Kaizer Chiefs, Ubuntu and Maritzburg. And lastly, this one from Atenkosi Sekwenza says Ubuntu Cape Town will win the Nedbank Cup. And that is that for now. Taking a look now at the fixtures that will be taking place, and of course the obvious ones being the Nedbank Cup. Maritzburg United are hosting Bloemfontein Celtic on the 31st of March, the last day of the month. The Maritzburg United at 3:30 hosting Bloemfontein Celtic. And then Free State Stars, Luke Emile's team, looking to break the hearts of the Minos and perhaps end the fairy tale there. In then traveling to the Ethno Stadium against Ubuntu Cape Town FC at 3:30 on the 31st of May. And then at 8:15 p.m. Baroka will try and break the hearts of the Kaizer Chiefs, not for the first time, when they travel to Kaizer Chiefs at 8:15 on the 31st. And then the only fixture on Sunday, on the 1st of April, on April Fool's Day, will be fooled Cape Town City or Mamelodi Sundowns. That match will take place at 3 p.m. at the Cape Town Stadium. Those are the fixtures in the Nedbank Cup. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully the teams will progress, and who knows, perhaps the fairy tale continues for Ubuntu Cape Town FC. We'll see after their coming weekend. I hope you enjoy the games.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.